When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. We are real rock stars, and I'm the biggest of all. I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
A guy. Thought I was. I am the number one.
When you take that picture, cut off your face and cover up the tattoo on your waist. Let the MC search till I reach third base. Then when I get home, I'ma hit third plate. Wait, could this be considered our first date? Yay, the picture looks so trash. Your body make a baller spin his cold cash. Plus every good girl wanna go bad in a Playboy mags like Stacey Dash or Kim Kardashian. Be a lady at it. You know what's a crazy thing? Some girls make you wait longer than AC Green, Passion of the Christ, 33-year-old virgin. Disrespectful, baby. Don't discourage them. I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Persian. Dashiki, kimono, or turban. They say I dress white, but my swag's so urban. Trying my luck.
See, that's always what we were waiting for. When... Don't look at me like that. What? That was good.
Trying my luck, I hit her with a text saying, baby, you up? Question mark. And she responded, yes, S-I-R. R. You get on my nerves, dog. You get on my nerves, man.
Why?
You don't rap nothing.
Whoa.
That's what we were waiting on. Wasn't nobody waiting on nothing, dog.
First of all, I don't rap the intros.
Exactly. Never. Exactly.
Never.
You just sit there and do nothing.
Whoa. I'm ready to intro the podcast. All we're waiting for is a gap. When you stumble, get a breath, I'm like, oh, do we start now? Or is it, wait, more? I don't know.
Dog, don't be critical of me, dog. Okay? People on Twitter love me. You know what I'm saying? I've been getting a lot of love this week.
Rob got a lot of love from the Yay-sayers. His head this week.
It's not to my head, dog.
It's clearly not in your head. I can tell right now.
What you mean?
This whole interaction right now.
Yo, I want to give a shout out to @DidntTheyTellYou for all the supportive tweets of the podcast. Also @DSoFresh. They actually started atting each other about how much they love the podcast. That was cool to see.
Shout out to the Yay-sayers. Shout out to Monique. Shout out to our guest this week, this episode. Great comedian, good friend, and a really talented musician, and our first Taylor Swift fan that we've ever allowed on the podcast.
We're going to end that today.
Can I do a rap or no?
Yeah, if you want.
All right. I'm here with CD and Rob Hayes. Rob Slow is lost like he's stuck in a maze. Corn, stepmother porn. I've been doing rap since the day you've been born, bitch.
What was, why? Why'd you do that?
I wouldn't have said yes. I would have been like, no, you can't do that.
I forgot Tommy always does like this rap battle show called So You Think You Can Rap. Like, I forgot Tommy like murdered people in that show.
Yeah. Really embarrassed people in the basement.
R.P. Dewey.
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't lead with the Taylor Swift thing, because now the listeners already don't like me.
Oh, well, no. I mean, it's your job to turn them around.
That's true.
I mean, I don't have much faith in you to succeed.
There's no way. There's no way.
Let's just get into it. This past week, the same day that Taylor Swift's album came out, Kanye fans decided to have their own celebration called Hey Mama Day, where they would stream the song Hey Mama constantly for 24 hours throughout the day. It got over 700,000 streams.
And they didn't count them. They didn't count them. The Billboard charts didn't count them.
Towards, like, the sales or how they usually do?
Towards the charts And also, Taylor Swift, her camp did said they weren't going to count streaming. So they tried, like, they basically sabotaged Hey Mama Day because no one's cooperating. And I feel like, you know, how many times do I have to exit out Taylor Swift's face in order to just watch a YouTube video? Like, how many views and, like, listens does she get off people being like, oh, I hit that on accident. And then I can't, like, I participated in Hey Mama Day and it counts towards nothing. 700,000 listens and it counts towards nothing because of some rule about repeat listens. Like, I doubt that they don't count repeat listens for all these, like, rappers, like Lil Pump and all that. Every time I bring up one of these rappers that have millions of listens, I'll be like, hey, have you heard of them? And real people on earth are like, no, I haven't heard of them. Because it's some 13-year-old that plays it all day. But that counts. But when you want to, you know, and they choose when they want that to work. Because when that lady made that viral video using, what's the song with Cameron? We fried and grown. Gone. She used Gone, when she quit her job, Gone got on the charts. So I feel like, you know, I feel like they pick and choose when they want to do stuff. I felt like that was real disrespectful. They were doing a good thing because Taylor Swift is evil and she put her album out on the 10th anniversary of Donda West's death.
That was not planned. Everyone, that's the craziest conspiracy.
Then why did she change it?
Well, yeah, something. If it wasn't planned, I always say it was definitely avoidable.
Put it out on Saturday.
Avoidable is a better term.
Put it out on 11/11.
But no one puts out albums on Saturday. No,
but it actually makes it worse because it means that you knew. Like, there's no way with the way that her team of people has their ear to the ground of even the smallest, tiniest articles from the weirdest, most
she knew
conspicuous publications that you wouldn't know that, oh, this is that day. And didn't change.
Even, okay, when she made the announcement when? In August and September sometime?
Mm-hmm.
And then she never changed it. They were like, hey, your album is coming out the same day as Donda's, like the day Donda died. And she's like, ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made. It's like, come on. No, that's don't fair. Do that. Ooh, look what you, like, get out of here. Get out of here.
All right, see ya.
She's ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess you're not going to be able to turn this around.
No, I don't know. I've always been a fan of both.
Did you get the album?
I did not. I'm waiting
she
for it to come
out. She stole the Pablo
Spotify
font.
Is it the same font?
It's
I know it's
old,
similar.
It's that old English font.
Mm-hmm.
Pablo made it.
She drinks
font.
OE.
She drinks OE?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I couldn't
show
see
me
Taylor
the brown
Swift
paper
with
bag.
A 40 of anything.
There's a 40-ounce water now. They gentrified water. I've seen that before. It's a 40-ounce bottle of like some kind of alkaline water or some shit like that. It's the stuff Kawhi Leonard drinks. It comes in a 40-ounce bottle. What?
What? I don't know. I don't know what Kawhi drinks.
Kawhi drinks like water with like super electrolytes and stuff that he doesn't drink regular water at all.
Are you making this up?
No, this
is
real.
A bit? Is this a bad bit?
This is fuck you. It's not a bit. This is a fact. Kawhi Leonard drinks like super water.
Well, he needs to drink something because he's been gone for a minute.
Yeah, because he cut the braids off.
He cut the braids off?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know
braids
that.
Braids are gone this summer.
Oh, no wonder he's not coming back.
I mean, maybe he's waiting for it to grow back.
Pusha T said the power's in my hair.
Yeah.
Ric Flair.
Speaking of Pusha T, we got a word from Sai Hada Prince that apparently during Kanye's, we'll say absence from public eye anyways, that he's been producing a lot for pretty much every major like good music artist said he's going to be producing exclusively the albums for Teyana Taylor, for Pusha T,
Big Sean,
Kid Cudi, who's not on Good Music anymore.
Neither is Saha.
He's not.
No.
When did he leave? I don't remember that at all.
We talked about it.
I don't remember.
Saha left and made a song about how, you know, he was underappreciated and stuff. So now I'm like, should I even believe this?
Or yeah, is he back? I was excited because I thought like, oh, this must be like certified truth because it's coming from him.
Nah, I think Saha is, maybe Saha is no longer Def Jam, but still like Good Music affiliated. But I thought he was no longer Good Music. Like, I was really confused when I heard him say that, and nobody be like, do you even still know yet?
I feel like Pusha T did an interview at, like, Complex Con. Didn't he say that Kanye was producing his album?
Yes, Pusha T did say that.
So it's kind of some corroboration.
And Kanye's doing his own album. We still haven't gotten Cruel Winter yet.
I don't know if you should, like, are we expecting it at this point?
I don't know. It's getting cold outside. Why can't we get Cruel Winter? I'm one of the people that listen to Cruel Summer a whole lot.
I listen to like a few songs.
Never heard it.
Never heard Cruel Summer?
Nah. You never heard Cruel Summer?
Nah.
Dude.
Get on it?
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Everyone puts it last. Every list that we've ever had.
It's like last or an asterisk, like to the side. Like,
yeah.
I don't think of it as canon.
It's canon. It's just, you know, you can't call it a Kanye album.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a group project. It's a collaboration.
Yeah, but Kanye's not every track except for Little Do They Know the Deal For Real. Kid Cudi has a song by himself. It's pretty dope.
Nice. Did you see that he brought him out? He brought Kanye out on
yeah,
stage
talked about that
last week.
Episode.
All right, cool. I was I was listening, but I covered my ears during that part.
In Chicago,
where I'm from.
Yep, we'll get there.
But not listening to all the Kanye stuff. All
where
right.
I saw Kanye.
So, who would you be the most excited about? I think. I would be excited about a Kanye Big Sean project just because every time Big Sean and Kanye work together, it's been like, you know, Lit for Your Love, Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. I'm trying to think what they did on Hall of Fame, but like all the songs together are pretty good. Of course, you know, the stuff he's done with Pusha T has been amazing, so that's exciting. I don't know. Kanye, Teyana, Taylor, what does that sound like? What does that look like?
I don't know. I feel like I'm probably most excited for Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, I feel like they're like the closest, like, mentally and like kind of like artistically, they're just kind of like, they're the most different out of everybody. Like, you know, like what Pusha T is gonna do. You kind of know what Big Sean's gonna do. I obviously like Teyana Taylor is kind of like a wild card, but like I feel like Kid Cudi, they're both a little bit more experimental. They might make something, you know, that probably like nobody would even expect before.
But then it could be a big swing and a miss too.
Whereas, I mean, it's a risky take.
The only time they ever missed in my book is "Erase Me."
Yeah. I don't like that.
But that, I mean, they both were going through a lot at that time.
And they both, like, kind of need a win in a way.
Yeah.
I feel like they both got kind of something to prove, mm-hmm. where the other people don't really, and not in the same sense. And I don't think any of them have the same level of, like eyeballs on them.
You don't think Sean
next.
Has something to prove in a like post-damn the next- world?
Trying to bounce back?
I don't think anybody looks at Damn as like that big of a slight on Big Sean that, like, who's asking for like the beef between like with him and Kendrick?
But wait, didn't Kendrick put out that, what was that song, Don't Tell a Lie About Me, I Won't Tell the Truth About You, which you stole from James Brown, but still.
But it didn't go, I mean, it just didn't go anywhere.
It went where it was supposed to go, went to Spotify, and then I heard it. I streamed it.
I don't remember. I mean, I remember it might have been like a few clips here and there. People were like, hey, do you think it's always like, do you think this is a shot at him, and that was like the bulk of like what the conversation is about, and nobody really responds. There's no back and forth at all.
I don't know. I think when Kendrick drops, then all the Big Sean talk goes away every time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Big Sean drops and everybody's like, this is amazing. Why are we not talking about Big Sean? And then Kendrick drops and then everybody's
it's like, why are we talking about anybody else at all?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it's like, oh, well, the Grammys, you know, maybe they'll do right by Kendrick this year.
I think I would go with Pusha T in the question if we're still talking about it.
Yeah.
I just think on Kanye beats, he always sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Big Sean is going to sound like Big Sean no matter what, but there's something about Pusha T when he's on a Kanye beat that sounds different to me.
That's very true.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I gave my thoughts on it. That's how I feel.
I mean, I love My Name Is My Name. I love the, what was that one after that? He's got, like, a bird in his face. The Bird in His Face album. Like that.
Thinking of what? Bird Face.
Yeah, Bird Face. You guys remember Bird
Face?
That was
Bird Face, right?
Yeah. Pusha T's famous Bird Face.
When we go talk about, all right, we go get on Tommy's shoes, because I feel like this is.
Okay, Tommy is the first guest of ours to come in with some feezies on.
Let me see him. Hold him up a bit.
Yeah. They're a little dirty now.
I don't blame you.
$26.
$26.
Three different people have asked me if they were real. Out of the
really?
Hundreds that have seen me wearing them.
So are you passing or just obviously missing?
I think I'm obviously missing. Okay. But I think also everyone knows I'm broke, so no one's like, I couldn't have $700 shoes.
Tommy doesn't care, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lot of people who care too much. I seen Tommy play basketball in the feezies.
I was racking up numbers in those feezies.
Yeah, that's risky for your ankles, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but you're not putting anything on the line as far as, like, nobody can come at you and clown you for your shoes because you don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tommy's not flexing. He's not walking around like, you
Tommy
know.
Flexes quite often.
But he's
not in the shoe game. Yeah,
yeah, that's very
if
true.
If you walk around with, like, tank tops that just say swole or all caps.
I do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to wrap up top.
There's a lot of videos. Yeah, yeah.
That was flexing.
What up, bitch? But Tommy's not putting the shoe pics online and being like, yeah, y'all can't get these, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's just wearing, he's chilling in his feezies.
You're not my friend on Snapchat then, because I do that every day.
Oh, really? What's your Snapchat?
The Real Yeezys Boy.
No, it's not. Get out of here. Taylor Swift fans always lying, man.
All right, you know what? You changed me on the mom date thing because I never thought about that. She should have just moved it because they definitely told
exactly.
her.
Exactly. It's common courtesy.
I think her personality is indefensible, but I think we're the same age, and right when I was 18, her self-titled came out, and I was just like a young man. And she was a young woman.
Exactly.
Fell in love, you know?
She was 18.
I was 17. She's a little older than me.
She's older than you.
Because she was born in 1989. I'm 90.
Okay. And she was 18.
Yeah.
In her video, pretending to be 16. So when Kanye interrupts her, he's interrupting a grown woman. But everybody's making it seem like he's interrupting a teenager because in her video, she's playing a teenager. But she's not a teenager. She, according to Maury Povich, is a grown woman, okay?
You can't make cite decisions. Maury. We're not citing Maury.
We're citing Tommy. We're citing Tommy then.
What you mean? Maury Povich, when somebody comes on there 18, they're like, you're grown, okay? You need to raise this baby, all right? If you're grown enough for Maury, you are grown enough for a grown man to
come,
interrupt
take
you,
award.
Take your award, and let and you then, know that you did not have the best female video. You did not. That video was on Vidiots, and no one was like, oh, this is better than Single Ladies, period.
Well, yeah, it definitely wasn't. I'm not like a stan. Like, I don't really think everything she does is great. I just like the music, some of it, from the old days. And I like 1989.
Single Ladies was video of the year.
Single Ladies was
video
better.
Of the year.
Don't interrupt
How is
me.
Video of the year not better
I'm not trying
than-
to be a part of this narrative.
How is it not sweet best female video?
But she didn't vote for herself.
Yes. But she tried to make that, like, okay, she tried to make that like it's her big, you know, like, oh, this affected my life. Oh, this, you know,
I wish
all
she
this
didn't, honestly, because I love Kanye. So I wish she didn't keep talking about it.
Exactly. And all it did was make her more famous. Mm-hmm. All it did was get her more airplay.
Apparently,
all
he made that bitch famous.
I heard. All it did was get her, like, it made her a household name. Yes. The daughter in your house or the Tommy in your house knew who she was beforehand. But now, after this event, your mom, the dad, the Tommy, the daughter, the dog, everybody knows.
DMX, huh?
Everybody knows who Taylor Swift is.
It's true.
Because of that one event. If that one event didn't happen, Lil Mama would be more famous. Think about it.
Oh, is that the year she went
it's
on
the same
stage
year.
With that Jay-Z and Alicia
it's
Keys?
It's the same oh, wow. year. Lil Mama probably couldn't take all the pressure of that event had Kanye not done that.
So he's a hero twice.
He's a double
he's
hero.
He saved Lil Mama so she could do whatever it is.
And he created
Lil
the Beehive.
That's a different narrative. We don't get it.
No, it's the same event. That same event.
I'm just saying it's a different tangent. Like from right now, we can go in about how Kanye created the Beehive. Because Rob has thought about this extensively. Ooh.
So, okay, there's a thing on the album where Taylor Swift talks about people on the phone.
She says, get on the phone and mind twist you, which is such a bad
Wait,
lyric.
Wait, on this new one?
Yeah.
She says, people try to trick you, get on the phone and mind twist you, which is about that.
No one tried to twist her. All they did was, after she lied, put out the tape showing that she was lying.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who's never been mind twisted, I can't speak to what that's like, but
they didn't mind twist her. They did, like, he's on the phone telling her what the lyrics are. And she's like, and then later she was like, "Oh, I had no clue, blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
I can't believe you would refer to me as, you know."
The biggest catch in the lie is that what she was bad about after the video came out, cuz when the song comes out, then you go on a award show saying that you're mad about one thing about somebody trying to claim your fame or responsibility for your fame. Then the video comes out, and then she's like, well, where did I say he could call me that bitch? You never heard of that? And I was like, but you were never mad about that.
There's yeah, no- your speech mm-hmm. at the Grammys was about someone claiming your fame. And the Grammys, you're not winning an award for being famous, even though you kind of are. But you know, that I mean, that's the way the Grammys operates. But at the same time, you don't control your fame. Fame is not something that you can control. You can control how good your art is. So you giving a speech about someone claiming your fame is, you know, clearly you're mad about the song. You're trying to change the narrative about the song, and you're using your speech time when you could be thanking those people who worked hard to, you know, like, you know, help, I don't know, play instruments or whatever people do in Taylor Swift music. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You could be thanking those people, but you're not thanking those people. You're taking shots at Ye, and you're trying to change the narrative in that time. That's messed up.
I separate the art from the artist, not in other cases, but in this one. Like, when I say I like Taylor Swift, it's all about music. It has nothing to do. I think everything she does sucks. Outside of the music, which mostly sucks, but I like some of it.
Does Taylor Swift give money to the Young Guns?
Yes.
She did?
No.
Because, you know, they made Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Rockefeller Records. We get down, baby, we get down.
And what
Can't
are you saying?
Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Moving. Where does that come from? She didn't make that up.
Oh, come on.
It comes from the Young Guns. It comes from the Young Guns. Had somebody else done that, they would have got sued.
It is weird that Taylor says Rockefeller Records in the middle of Shake It Up.
It's weird that she has a boombox and door knocker earrings.
I hate that too. I hate
video.
It. I hate it.
It's weird in the wildest dreams that it's a video based on Out of Africa, which is the movie that beat The Color Purple for Best Picture in 1989, and no one watches Out of Africa because it's a movie about white people going to Africa. And
I like Air Up There.
The Color Purple is, come on, man.
What?
Are you serious?
You don't like Air Up There?
No,
Kevin
I don't
Bacon?
Like that airplane joke that they made into a movie. Are you serious?
What? You know, you
what is Air Up There?
The Air Up There is a terrible movie where Kevin Bacon goes to Africa, just gets some random guys to play college basketball. It's a slap in the face to Hakeem Olajuwon and anyone else.
What about Manute Bol?
Manute Bol, yeah. It's definitely a slap in the face to Manute Bol. Yeah, Serge Ibaka probably cried when he saw that.
What if that got him to play basketball?
No, you shut up right now, okay? What got him to play basketball is NBA films. That's what got him to play basketball. Not no Air Up There. Kevin Bacon didn't get him to play basketball.
Kevin, listen.
Get out of here.
Technically, everybody is separated or connected to Kevin Bacon in some way. So you don't know that this isn't Serge Ibaka's sixth degree.
No. You stop it right now. You stop it right now. If the Air Up There came out today, it couldn't come out today. There would be so many blogs and like outrage. You'll never see the Air Up There on TV now. It used to come on TV sometimes.
What channel? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the Operation Dumbo Drop of basketball movies.
It's top 10.
Of all time?
Get out of here. Top 10 what? It's not top 10 Kevin Bacon movies. I don't know who played the basketball players. It's not top 10 their movies.
It's definitely their top 10. No, it might be their top one movie. You don't
know. Hell no. Get out of here. What is wrong? Why are you trolling today? That's my job.
It's better than
no.
Blue Chips.
No, it's not. It's not better than Blue Chips. Not better than Eddie. It's not better than White Man Can't Jump. It's not better than Sunset Park.
What's that Disney Jewish basketball movie?
Nope. It's not better than High School Musical 1.
No,
it's not better than Luck of the Irish. It's not better than
Luck of the Irish.
It's not. It's the worst basketball movie. Point blank, period. It's not better than The Sixth Man, Like Mike. Get out of here.
Like Mike 2, Street Ball it is.
Air Bud 2 is not better than any
Air Bud 2, was that about basketball? Was that a
no, that was
sport?
Golden Receiver.
I don't care what it's about, dog. It's not better than, okay? Flubber is a better basketball movie than The Air Up There.
Flubber's a great basketball movie.
You get your top three basketball movie coaches. You have Samuel L. Jackson, Coach Carter. You have Gene Hackman, and then
Hoosiers.
Kevin Bacon.
No. I would rather have Denzel Washington from Remember the Titans coach.
Well,
my
nobody's gonna.
Team.
Nobody competes with Coach Boone. Toss the fucking banana to another coach. Come on, man. That's the mic drop right there.
I was
there.
So bummed in Coach Carter when they lost. It was too much.
Yeah, I was. I think that and what was that? Friday Night Lights.
They came out at like the same time,
and it was just like I wasn't ready for like to see sports teams just like. Get to the mountaintop
almost
and,
get it?
And
yeah.
Lose. Not just lose. It's just like, what was the point of it? They didn't have to go to class. Maybe if they were in class, they could have got better at basketball and won this fucking game.
You just saying that because you're from Midland. You're just saying that.
Paying you, right?
Because you're from Midland. Tell them coach is from Midland.
Shout out to Derek Luke.
Oh, man.
AKA Brother Love.
The only one missing from the Black Panther movie, Derek Luke.
He should be in Black Panther 2. It should be him, Samuel Jackson, Lawrence Fishburne.
Anthony Mackie can make a cameo.
Anthony Mackie.
Who's the dude who played Martin Luther King? David Oyelowo. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Oh, yeah. He was also in The Queen of Katwe.
I didn't see that yet. I think is that on Netflix?
It should be. It should be on something. It might like you real late. It's like over a year old.
No, that's fine. I'll see it eventually.
Just dive in one of those DVD bins at Walmart, and then you'll find it.
Come up just like whatever's in my arm sleeves, just like in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
$5.99 DVDs. All right, we gotta. Get into some everyday podcast questions. What was your first introduction to Kanye West?
So I have a very vivid memory of it, actually, because I was in Baskin-Robbins.
All right.
I was a young man.
I like this.
And, did you work there, or were you just like
no, we used
a regular?
To hang out there.
You used to hang out at
like
Baskin-Robbins?
Me and three of my friends, though, we were just like, after school, we'd just go, it'd be like going to a bar now, we'd just go like chill in Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah. There's nowhere to sit in Baskin-Robbins.
I know, well, we loved the guy who worked there, he was like the man, so he was playing slow jams, and he rapped along every word to the Twista part, and I'd never heard Kanye, and it was like the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And then that guy ended up like buying beer for one of our female friends and trying to hit on her, and it was a whole thing. So we stopped hanging out there. But that is my first Kanye.
Don't
yeah, he was the man
Twista
at Baskin Robbins.
Don't spit Twista over my ice cream. Like that's guaranteed.
spit in the
mint chocolate chip.
But yeah, I was like obsessed in high school when I saw him. My band played Can't Tell Me Nothing at the Battle of the Bands, and we won.
Really?
Yeah.
Did anybody play the Tiny Spoons?
No spoons. Our spoon player quit right before the show.
All those Baskin Robbins spoons. You know what I mean? That's awesome. So Slow Jams was your introduction.
Mm-hmm. But I love that whole album still. I listened to Last Call so many times, even though I'd heard him say all that shit. Like, I mean, you know, like the 10-minute story, and I loved it so much.
Come on, Tommy, let's just go.
So it was after school, and, you know, me and my boys, we were at Baskin Robbins. You know how we do.
There's this A&R called Hip Hop.
I remember after the talent show, you know, somebody came up to me. They was like, man, you a real soulful dude. Man, got classic to your beats, V.
When did you start playing the piano? Or you've been playing like your whole life?
Yeah, I've been playing different instruments my whole life, yeah. But started playing piano when I was a kid and then guitar in high school. And
okay, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. But yeah, I recently tried to play the whole song of Runaway in the basement of the Creek in the Cave at that rap show.
That's cool.
I got almost everywhere.
Yeah?
Yeah. There are a few I could not say.
Yeah.
Did you used to play songs where, when you had a keyboard, where there's certain rap songs that you used to play? I remember people would always try to play I Ain't Mad At You by Tupac.
That's a good one. I didn't have that.
I started playing that at the Soul Food.
Hmm?
I started playing that. It wasn't the Tupac version. I think it was like just the keys. You saw the movie Soul Food, right? When she's at the dance audition.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forget his name, the husband.
Well, that song, the beat is from A Dream by DeBarge.
That's what it is.
And then also Mary J. Blige made A Dream cover. And then Don't Leave by Backstreet is that same beat. So when you play that, everybody's like, oh! It's like, you're going to know one of those songs, you know?
It's a big, I play Hey Ya. That was always a hit at parties. If you play
Hey Ya.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's really easy, yeah. Just a couple chords. A couple all rights.
Wait a second. You say you weren't like taking a keyboard like two parties.
No, if there was a piano, I wasn't that guy.
I just imagine like this Rosie, like, oh shit, Tommy's here. Tommy's in the building.
We know it's sticking out his book bag.
Just a giant keyboard.
A big old keyboard.
I had back problems all through high school.
And the song that you picked today to talk about was Devil in a New Dress. Why'd you pick this song?
So this is another one. I remember the first time I heard this song too, because so my friend, I was in college and I lived in like a house with like 10 guys, and the guys on the third floor had illegally downloaded the album maybe a week before it came out. They somehow got it. And
not
I was like,
cool.
I'm not going to listen to it till the day it comes out. I'm going to spend money on it. I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this album for years. I'm so pumped. And then I would be on the second floor and they'd be on the third floor. And I could they were just like bumping and I could kind of hear it. And I made it till the day before the album came out. And I was like, fuck it. I just went upstairs and listened to the whole thing. And Devil in a New Dress was like by far my favorite song right away. Still my favorite song on that album. I think it's one of my favorite beats Kanye ever did. I love the guitar solo. Love everything.
Did you watch the Runaway movie?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think the, I don't know. Okay, so the version that's on the album is not the Good Friday version. So, like, when the first time you listen to the album, when Rick Ross comes on, like, the song's just been riding for, like, it feels like 7 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then you just hear, oh, and you're like, wait, is someone in here?
That might be my favorite. I mean, that's one of the best verses on the album, in my opinion, is the Rick Ross verse on that.
Definitely.
I like the transition, just how it goes from that, like, it's a guitar solo. I think
yeah, it's right out of the guitar solo.
And then it's just, because it's actually one of the shorter songs on the album, but it's like deceptive.
6 minutes or whatever, yeah.
Because that whole thing happens, and then Rick Ross comes in. I just think it's cool, because the beat, I don't think, I think it's the one on the album that Kanye didn't produce. I think it was Mike Dean.
Ah.
He didn't make that beat?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I always thought he did. Okay.
It was Mike Dean, and I'm blanking on who did the guitar solo, but it's another producer that they both work with. And yeah, man, that, like the guitar, the piano keys,
mm-hmm.
the like twist of the sample is like, it's definitely like top five like favorite beats on that album. But there's a lot of them, but still, that shit's dope.
Normally, when I would be riding in the car playing this album, by the time you got to this song, that's when people would be like, you know what, this album's really good. It's a really good album.
It's a perfect driving song.
Yeah,
it really is. Like a driving around, listen mm-hmm, to that, mm-hmm. hear that guitar solo. God bless this man, I put the sights over, whatever.
Shout out to Food Stamp. We used to be driving from gigs, and Food Stamp used to love this song. He'd be like, play it again, play it again, play it again.
That sounds threatening. Like, all right, man.
Oh, man. You know, Food Stamp.
I love all in the Kanye part, just all the ad-libs are so fun. Just like the Satan.
I don't think that was in the Good Friday version, but that was definitely Satan, in the Runaway movie.
Satan,
and it was Satan. Just kind of like, I don't know, it kind of creeped me out.
It's creepy. I think there's a few like really good Kanye like lines, like that fun, that the funniest one is the one you immediately like sent me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I go to Jamaican spots to eat.
At the bar, take a seat. She ordered the jerk. I said, you are what you eat. Or I ordered the jerk. She said, you are what you eat.
I love,
you know, a sense of humor.
The LeBron of rhyme.
Hard to be humble when you're stunned on the Jumbotron. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I like the don't leave while you're hot. That's how May screwed up.
Yeah.
That's fun.
The whole thing, I like, you think that's just, this is a whole, I mean, obviously I feel like it's like different girls. I think it's just like his course in like relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's like one girl, but I love like the story he like weaved in. Because I remember the first time I heard it, I didn't know what to, I didn't know who you're supposed to be mad at.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be more mad at the, I don't know, I mean, you don't really have to take a side, but it's like you got the girls versus Kanye, and Kanye's...
Well, she breaks up with him via text. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, but with reason. But he understands, but he's just like, well, this is like my life. Like, what you know,
mm-hmm.
you knew what you was getting yourself into. And it's like, you're either going to be that person or you're going to be the person that's just with me for the money
mm-hmm.
when he's gold digging girls. And
did he ever write a song about that?
Nah, I don't know. or just people, you know, you just built not to trust at all anyways.
Because
mm-hmm. there's the line of the second verse, how that one closes out, where he's like, the crib scar face, could it be more Tony? You love me for me. Could you be more phony? Which kind of I take it as like, it can be two things. It can be like a dig at the girl, or it could be a dig at Kanye himself.
I didn't know who Lior Cohen was.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that shit. Like,
before then, and it's like the Lior Cohen of Dr. Ohm. That's Dr. Ohm, not Dr. Homie.
I didn't know what Dr. Ohm was either.
Because we don't shop
for men.
I mean, I'm a Frenchman, yeah.
This is after Christian Dior denim flow. This is after, how you gonna say I ain't no low head because my Dior got me more my dough head? Like, how did y'all not know that he was talking about? This is after Complex. He said, Heidi Somain, once he leaves Christian Dior, he's just going to wear the same jeans for the rest of his life.
I mean, yeah, I was still, you know, getting that Massimo Target stuff, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm wearing some right now.
I have a pair of Christian Dior jeans.
Do you really?
Yeah. I get what the fuss is about.
I got some Christian Fior, those pagan jeans. I also love, out of all the colors that have filled up the sky, you got green on your mind. I can see it in your eyes. That's you, Rob.
Oh, man.
You didn't even like my rap.
Do you think, wait, because everybody says that, like, Rick Ross killed it. Do you think, whose verse do you think is better?
Rick Ross on this one. Yeah. I think Rick Ross is better on this. I think Pusha T's is better on Runaway. But I think it's my favorite Kanye album.
I think they're both in two different modes. I wouldn't say that it's, you know, I wouldn't say Rick Ross is better, but I do like that Rick Ross verse.
But if you had to answer the question,
I
didn't know there was a way out where I could just not say anything like you did.
I don't know. I mean, I like Kanye's verse. I like both Kanye verses. I don't know, like, you know, Waka had just came out, so when he, like, oh, she lose it, oh, she do it, like, that's, you know, letting you know that, like, all right, I see you, Waka, you know?
I mean, obviously, I love the Kanye part, too. This is, like, my favorite song and my favorite album of his, so I'm just saying if I had to pick one, I'd pick Rick Ross.
I would go Kanye just because, like I said, I like the story. I like what he's talking about. Rick Ross is just, like, I think I didn't really like Rick Ross until, like, his third album, because he just, like, owned that flow and, like, how he talks. I'm like, this dude sounds like he's always in, like, this gold chair surrounded like, assorted fine cheeses and shit. That's how I think about, like, I don't know. It's just, like, mastered that flow.
People have always told me that I sound like him, just, like, speaking. So I thought, so I always liked him.
I think I could relate to Kanye's verse more, but Rick Ross' verse, I remember getting in an argument with somebody on whether he said choose lavender or shoes lavender.
What is it?
I heard it was shoes lavender.
Yeah, now I hear shoes, but I used to think it was choose. Like, I have on a black tux. You other guys wear.
Oh, you choose lavender.
You
okay.
Choose, yeah.
I always loved So Many Cars. DMV thought it was mail fraud. No, not DMV, what I'm saying.
Rick Ross is always talking about how he really has his cars and these other people don't. Like, that's like the.
That's the label.
That diss track he made to Baby, where he's like, man, I found out you rented them cars. And it's like, that can't be what made you the saddest about, like, the whole situation. This song is about how he's not paying.
And you know what
Wayne.
Else?
It broke my heart when I found out you rented them cars. It's like, yeah.
Sounds like a very
was
sick,
that Rick Ross?
It's very sick Rick Ross.
That's Rick Ross from Friends.
My Rick Ross impression is impeccable. It's unforgettable.
I just want to do that all the time. It's so fun. Just say something and then go.
Do that on the basketball court tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll do that on the basketball court.
Never want to block somebody's shot more in my life. Stop running me, doc.
This song has a sample. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy came out around the time of whosampled.com. So this is, like, the first album that I could just get all the samples, like, immediately. And were you guys shocked when you found out it was Smokey Robinson and not some lady?
Yes, but also it wasn't just Smokey Robinson, right?
It's Smokey Robinson.
But it's like
the vocal sample Smokey Robinson, and he doesn't speed it up.
Wait, really? That's just how high his voice is?
Yeah. It's like I heard it and I was like, oh, wow. Like, that's just
It's like it's looped, obviously, but, like, that section of the song, it's two sections of the
song. I've said a word.
I wouldn't dare go there. I would break myself.
It is evening.
That's like, Rob, what was the one, the rich boy one that you told me was a man?
Throw
some D's on it.
Bobby DeBarge, from Switch, yeah.
I thought it was a woman my entire life, yeah.
Yeah, no.
You can hear it on the intro.
The intro, that's, no, yeah. If you listen to the whole song, like the, I used to think of immature things. Do you love me? Do you want me?
Are you going
to
call me like
Are
you said
you would? Are you going to call me like you said you would?
Cases in the house.
Is that really your real phone
then
number?
Then the next part, yeah, is that really your real phone number?
I always
then the
ask
next
people
part that they cut out, he's like, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. It's like, what? When we were kids, we used to be like, wait.
I'm this, a man.
Yeah. We used to be like, this is what you guys listen to? I'm a man now, baby, a grown man.
Oh, man. I feel like that's how a bunch of people used to sound, though. It was like the 80s?
Late 70s,
late
early 70s. 80s. Mm. Yeah, man. See what happens is all these people are complaining about these rappers got high-pitched voices, but we don't have high-pitched singers anymore. Some of these rappers were supposed to be singers. You can't tell me Quavo wouldn't have been in one of them funk groups back in the day.
Quavo don't have like a high-pitched voice.
No, he doesn't, but he's melodic. Let me rock, dog.
Chance, was Chance in that category too?
Nah.
He can get up there. For Does my it? Real fans.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, Chance probably would be in somebody's group.
Can I got your tongue?
I got nobody on top of my head. Big Crit wants to be a singer.
So, let's see. So, Chris, you found this video where Rick Ross said that Ye made him scrap his first verse that he wrote for this song?
Yeah, I guess he did an interview at Complex Con where he was talking about it. It was, I guess it's two different interviews, but in this one specifically that I linked up was where he talked about how everybody, like, was, as you know, many stories have been told before, everybody was like, in a room working on, you know, the project together.
In Hawaii.
And then Rick Ross had his first verse, and Kanye heard it and was just like, nah, you can do better than this, and just left the room.
I love that. Yeah.
Which he says he, like, of course, took it like, oh, man. You know, he had to, like, get over, like, his emotions real quick, the initial feeling, just to be like, all right, nah, he just, like, knows I can, like, bring this whole shit to new heights. And then so the second verse that he made is the one we hear. I don't think the first one's, like, ever been heard or anything like that. But it's a cool story.
That is cool.
Just because, you know.
How bad? I mean, Rick Ross is, I don't know. He rarely does a verse I'm like, man, I really did not like that verse.
That's what he said. He said it's like nobody ever, he said, you know, nobody ever asked Renzel to do another one.
No one ever asked Renzel to do another one.
Yeah, I'm trying to, what would a bad Rick Ross verse be?
Oh. Is that dress new? It looks real pretty.
You don't have to be literal, Rick. You know, ask.
Sitting in Hawaii with Kanye. Oh.
You know what? Just talk about whatever you want, man. Just do it. We don't care. Do better. I'm going to go have some
jet lag pudding. From a long flight. It must have been a long night. Take off my glasses, Mosey. Oh.
A lot of pears on this island.
You could do better, fam. I'm out.
You all right, Tommy?
Yeah, no, that was so fun for me. I just, your accent is so funny on the
I would say
Tom and Tom comedy mummy. Stand by your bin.
Thank you. Thank you for plugging my podcast near Rick Ross voice. Yeah.
That way he could say it wasn't him.
Did you guys watch the video Rick Ross made for this song? Do y'all remember that?
I didn't remember it until I found it.
What was it?
It's like him in the back of his car, his entourage driving around Toronto on a cold day.
Yeah, poor cameraman.
Yeah.
Had to be outside, yeah. Like in the snow.
It's like he had to be in the front seat.
So he's
seat.
In the car.
Yeah, Rick Ross is in the back seat.
He's in the back seat.
The cameraman clearly was in the front seat hanging out the window. It looked, by the amount of snow on the ground and what everybody on the street was wearing, it was below 25 degrees.
So he made a video just for his verse?
Well, okay, so Rick Ross was making like a ton of videos for him, Meek Mill, Wale at the time, because Maybach Music, they had an album coming Maybach Music. I love this Maybach Music. Sweet. So they were,
I'm a man.
So they were working on Self-Made Volume 1, I think. And they were like putting out videos all the time. It was all kind of crazy stuff because Meek Mill has all his like four wheelers and dirt bike people like in the streets riding dirt bikes and stuff. Kind of like Creed, you know, that scene where like.
Yeah.
That's totally from like. That's totally like bit like Meek Mill's.
My
whole
mind
life.
Went to the band Creed, just picturing Scott Stapp like driving down on a four wheeler.
Nah. And so then. And Rick Ross had all these videos. Wale had all these videos. So, you know, it was like they were putting out videos all the time. And you could tell like this was like April of 11. So he gave it time just in case Kanye shot a Devil in a New Dress video. But then he was like, I'm going to put out a video to my verse. And it's like 3 minutes long. It's like
the intro.
Okay. Yeah.
His verse.
So then he just put that on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Their YouTube account was like popping.
Really?
Like, they had like great visuals for all kind of stuff. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. They were really, really marketing themselves a lot. And I don't know what happened with I mean, I guess it was successful for Meek Mill's first album and, you know, at that time and stuff, but hard to keep up, you know? Before Insta videos, before you know, before
you think it would have just been an Insta story if it happened today.
Yeah, it might be like, yeah. Oh yeah, their timeline, and they go live a lot, and you know, probably would be a totally different mindset. But then it was like, nah, when you get on your computer, who are you gonna look for? Well, you know, Wiz Khalifa and Rick Ross, they put out videos, you know, every week, every day. So one day I was in a barbershop and we watched every Rick Ross video like in a row, and that's when you know you're in a barbershop too long. He has so many videos. So many videos played that there started being advertisements for luxury cars, and I was like, no, we can't afford this stuff. We've been watching for hours. It's crazy.
Yeah. I just remembered my friend in college recorded, he got broken up with, and he recorded a rap about it over the Blame Game beat and was like, should I show this to Sheila? And we were like,
no.
You can never show this to anyone and we're going to make fun of you.
Who did the Chris Rock part?
No one. He just had
You bought me lunch the other day. The lunch I always wanted. Oh my God. What is your friend's name?
AJ.
AJ taught me.
I don't know. What would be the AJ version of Rhea Poster and the pussy?
I don't know. He's a Lithuanian blonde kid.
He's going number two.
Who taught
round
me
in
about Lithuania? AJ taught me. AJ taught you well. If he was a real friend, you would have jumped on that and did it, Chris Rock.
I should have done that.
Shout out to AJ. No shout, Sheila. You get no shout outs.
Was her name really Sheila?
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. I don't know. I was like, that's a good. It's a good fake name, Sheila.
Oh, she bought me the Baskin Robbins I always wanted. The one Twista was rapping over in the song. What's your favorite, least favorite Kanye song?
I think Drunken Hot Girls might be my least favorite.
Boo.
You like it?
It's the beginning of singing Kanye.
So you're into it.
It's 808's a prequel, baby.
But 808's is so much better.
I don't like it as much as people seem to hate it, but I do like it.
Okay.
That's the thing.
In today's climate, I guess we can't like drunken hot girls like we used to, you know?
I'm not trying to be
everybody's deleting their, oh, I love drunken hot girls tweets off the timeline. It's fine. I understand.
I hate the beat. I hate the vibe.
Yeah. I guess it's problematic now.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
What's in the cup?
I like the LCD Sound System song Drunk Girls, so it's not that. I just don't like the sound of it. I don't like
Tommy,
the way he sings.
Be careful, okay?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
This podcast has avoided controversy for a year. I'm just saying.
Until I said I like an LCD Sound System song?
I don't know what you said.
What's your favorite Kanye song?
I probably would have done Runaway if it hadn't been taken. That's probably...
We kind of got to redo Runaway.
Did you not? It didn't get covered all?
We could definitely have another
crack at it.
Yeah.
Well, I love Gone. Gone's up there for me, too.
Okay.
Gone, that final verse after the break is amazing. That's probably maybe my favorite Kanye verse.
I'm ahead of my time, sometimes years out. Certain powers will be one, let me get my ideas out. Yeah, that's one of my favorites, too.
And that make me want to get my advance out, move to Oklahoma, and just live in my aunt's house.
What happened to the aunt in Oklahoma? Has Kanye been in Oklahoma?
I think he stepped away from the limelight, when he was on the grind in the one.
No.
Nine.
Stop.
Nine.
Stop.
Nine.
Stop. All right.
Was it before Model Chicks was bending over?
No,
because dealerships were asking Benzer over. But if I could just get one beat on Hova. I don't remember the next part.
I can get up on this cheap ass sofa.
What the power of the chat got to offer an 18-year-old? I don't know. I'm done. I'm too nervous.
All right, Tommy, we'll let you finish. But
wait, we gotta ask him if he has something to promote.
That's what I was good about. We'll get there. You know, we don't just cut it off.
All
right. We ask the guests. We want to give you guys a spot to shine. Maybe we do it at Rick Ross. Do you in your Rick Ross voice, maybe. I don't know. you guys.
Tommy, we have to ask you one last question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything to promote?
David. I no longer remember what Rick Ross sounds like. I just know what Rob sounds like when he does Rick Ross impressions.
Teflon Don, I am invincible.
When's it come out?
This guy will come Tuesday.
Tuesday, I got a show at Union Hall December 5th, a Christmas show. Come to that. Caroline show December 21st. Come check that out. And check out my podcast, Stand By Your Ben. There's an episode with Rob Hayes talking about Soulja Boy. So why don't you start with that one if you like Rob?
You! I'm going to be at Caroline's December 12th. Also, if you're in Texas, look out for your boy coming in February. And Chris?
I'm going to be at the Comedy Studio in Boston the weekend of December
right before it closes.
15th, yeah. And December 9th is my house party show, Auntie's House. Just follow me on Twitter for more details on that.
Really quick, I know it's What's the Summer in the Shy I got to offer, not the power of the Chai, which I said. So just wanted to clear that up if people were mad.
Yeah, they were real upset.
One person was annoyed. One
person
was
mad because they already tweeted you and they're like, I'll go back and delete it.
Seriously, guys, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for coming on, man.
What? No, this is not your podcast, dog. I'm going to let you finish.
I loved having you.
No, shut up. Taylor Swift fans always trying to take over, man. Taylor Swift fans always trying to get credit for stuff they supposed to do. Anyway. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.